Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Matthew Casinelli, and I'm here to help teach automation to everyone.
I'm Alex Cox, and I'm becoming Matthew Casinelli. Oh, boy.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Normally, we do talk about things before the show, but I kept saying, save this for the show, because we've been talking the past two episodes, and I would encourage listeners, if they haven't heard them, to listen to the last three episodes, because we've been on this weird journey where I just make fun of Matthew for his workflows, and then he'll explain why he does something, and I still make fun of him a little bit more, but I think, that kind of makes sense. And the more that you've explained your philosophy, not even so much around work, but around thinking about work. And I know we're getting very like meta back to work cortexy right now, but the way that you've been talking about it is just sort of keeps wiggling into my brain like a weird little bug or one of those fish from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where whenever I'm doing something like I'm outlining a project or putting stuff on my to-do list, I'm like, this is too much. It's just too much. Whereas I used to think that you do way too much in terms of your outlining and like production lists and stuff like that. Every time you send me a screenshot, there's like 84 new tasks in things or 37 new nodes in MindNode, and it baffles me. But what was especially baffling is how you use like 12 different apps for your life. And normally I'm very much the omnifocus person. It is the dashboard of my life. Everything lives there. I don't know what the heck to do without OmniFocus, but with the asterisk of I haven't been using OmniFocus this week. And I mean, we are recording this on Tuesday, so I haven't been using OmniFocus since Saturday, rather, because last week was just rough for me in terms of like collaborative projects, and not podcasts, but like my jobby job stuff.
Oh yeah, you have interns, right?
I have interns, I have contractors, I've accepted, I am a manager. I manage a lot of people and a lot of things, and it's not like I have a team though, so it is all over the place. And it used to be that tags, or what used to be contexts in OmniFocus, was very helpful because it's like, okay, if I'm working on this one thing, this perspective is all I'm going to see and it's all I'm going to think about. But people are terrible. And unless you like send them something very specific, like do this by this time, or you're going to be in trouble and I will be sad/mad, depending on if they're my boss or they're working for me. So
the only two emotions.
The only two emotions I have are angry and disappointed. or desperate and despondent, but so three. And I started using Asana just because I had heard from another friend I have who's a manager of maybe like 10 people or so, but sort of in the same boat as me, where they're in charge of like two people at a time and it sort of rotates through occasionally. And now I am using the like really weird business tool that is Asana, and I don't even know how to really explain it because it's a task manager, but also it's like a progress tracker and a calendar. And
it seems like a project manager on a more high level than like OmniFocus is a hybrid task project manager. And then, but like it's a team tool. I mean, I think my girlfriend used to use this and it does seem like, I don't know, with a pretty solid standard for group task management. Like Todoist is there too, but I don't think it has its own quirks, let's say.
it's also not powerful enough, which is a bummer. But Yeah. So I'm using like a businessy business tool for my jobby job, which ick. But then I'm like, well, why am I using this crazy beast of a task manager when I really have only like 5 other projects in my life? And then I tried out Things again, and it's just so pretty. It's so pretty. And like, yeah, there aren't, it's not as granular, but those keyboard shortcuts, dang.
You're going to get me started.
Oh, it's so, and there's almost complete parity between the Mac and the iPad version, which is just... Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. And dark mode, like so many things that I didn't like about Things is now fixed, other than the repeating task situation.
Yeah. But they like, did you see that they were like, here's a huge update and we didn't change anything, but we're going to soon. And they like redid the repeating stuff so that when they can, in the future updates, they can release it better. I don't know. It was a little bit weird, but... I think they did build like a pretty specific just like way they coded how it worked, and now they changed it so it's more flexible.
Yeah.
So even that should be fixed soon.
Oh, that's great. And I just realized people probably don't keep up to date about task management automation in the same way that we do.
Did you guys see the news? Things had an update that nothing happened. Like,
and...
Oh my God.
But Things has always had this problem with repeating tasks, in that you, once you complete a task, it will create the next one, but you can't complete it ahead of time because it like breaks and then it just goes. Or how would you describe it?
I think part of the problem is the way deadlines and the like when feature work also, because it's true that if you set a repeating project, you can't complete it until it's active again, but you can set it so that deadlines show up in your, when like in your daily list up to like 10 days in advance of when it's actually the deadline of the project. And so if you don't use that, it just shows up again the day it's due, which is pointless for a lot of people. But like if you actually assign deadlines and then say, like a start date is the when, and then the due date is, or like defer slash start date is when, and then the due date is the deadline. So I have projects that like, but it's still a problem because if I want to start a day early, I can't really, I'd have to like change how it repeats. So mm-hmm. I think they should be fixing it. That isn't as much of a problem for me right now, but maybe I just haven't run into it.
Well, that's the thing, is I realized it's sort of hacky, but the way I can get around it is just duplicating a project. Like, this will be episode 34 of Supercomputer, and then I could just make episode 35. And sure, that is not elegant. That's not, a sustainable way, really. And I was complaining to you about the lack of logs, because I really like exporting all of my tasks and making like spreadsheets of all that stuff. But I don't have to, because Asana now exists and I have all of that. And
yeah, because that's for the work specific stuff.
Yeah. And I don't want to like plug Asana, because it kind of sucks unless you have all of the features.
It's like the best option.
Yeah. That's the thing. It has been really useful just in the past. I've actually been using it with my, I guess calling it my team is weird, but like with all of the people that I keep track of for about 2 weeks.
Your peons.
Yeah, all of my all of my underlings for the past 2 weeks, and it's been incredibly helpful. And especially the timeline feature is just, it's kind of nice to be like, oh, I actually did get a shit ton of stuff done this week. And with Things also, you can keep it so it doesn't, what would you say, archive, or it doesn't move it to the log immediately. So it's almost is nice to see all of the things so neatly. They literally just run a little line through it when you're done. It's so pretty and so satisfying. And this is what an iOS app is and should feel like. And Yeah, so I'm Matthew Casinelli. The end.
Well, it sounds like you're actually doing work, so maybe you're not. No, I've been taking notes, and I'm also curious, what about time tracking in all of this?
Oh, interesting. I don't time track my jobby job whatsoever. And the reason for that is sort of twofold. It's very hard to get into deep work, as I/Cal Newport likes to call it, mm-hmm. at my jobby job, because it's so improvised and on the fly, and it's useless to track time, because even if something is a distraction and takes too long, it's because something else has come up. I don't know why I'm being so vague. It's Cards Against Humanity, which is this crazy weird company, and like, if my boss pulls me aside because we're suddenly, well, one time specifically we were making a Vine that went viral, and like, yeah, that's a total distraction, and in a normal world that's completely unnecessary and bad, but the way that we work, the flow is, you know, it just works.
Is it too fast-paced to be worth to time track? Is that what you mean?
It's too fast-paced, as well as I don't care how my time is allocated at my jobby job, because I'm working 40 hours a week, and
yeah,
if the tasks get done, that means that I am spending enough time on them, and if I'm finding that a task hasn't been getting done, I will evaluate why that is and be like, hey, I'm not going to go to this lunch randomly on a whim at this new restaurant because you think it's cool, because I actually need to do this thing. No, I didn't. It was at this, like, it was a like restaurant expo at McCormick Place. And I'm like, no, it'll only be an hour. Like, no, it's a half hour to get there. That's not how this works. I ran a shortcut to show my boss the time to get there and the time to get back. And you could just do that in Google Maps, but I wanted to impress him and go, nah, nah, look at how cool this is. And it worked.
What's the name? Can you share that shortcut?
I shall. It's just time travel, or like when...
time travel to wow.
No. It's like when...
travel time.
Travel time, but set for like a specific departure time. Does that make sense?
Nice. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's a good way of putting it. It's just not worth it because my tasks and attention are so fluid, and maybe that's a good thing, and maybe that's a bad thing, but meh.
So do you personally, or for your like side project?
Yes, very diligently, to the point where I track sleep and just personal activities in general. Like, let me pull this up. Movies, reading, TV, chores. Actually, that's not that many. That's not too bad. Yeah. And then I use family, friends, or coworkers as the tags, so I know, like, okay, have I been spending this time with my coworkers, and is that really downtime, or do I need to like spend more time with my wife? But I also record all of my side projects, so Supercomputer, Two-Headed Girl, Due by Friday, all of that stuff. Just because it gives me a sense of which shows take longer and which shows need more prep, or like which shows I feel like I'm not doing enough prep for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you check, like, you use Toggle, and then do you check like the reports on the web by tag?
I do both, actually. I find it, I really go to like toggle.com, the full-on website, only once a month maybe to see all the fancy graphs and stuff. But Toggle automatically sends you an email just like with the time you spent this week and then in which category. And then I can see like, okay, so out of the 40-hour work week, how many like... how many other hours am I working and how much time have I taken for myself and my family? But if I find myself going too deep into the stacks, I don't know. It would make me change things too often when that's not really necessary because you don't have enough data. I'm a nerd. What this episode was supposed to be about you, and we're like 20 minutes in.
I mean, I'm just curious where all of what I was saying ended up. And I was also like slightly leading with the I'm interested in how you're using Timery, which is a new time tracking app for Toggle that just came out, because I also adopted it and have been, it like just released on Monday. And so I'm still not done with my review because I like pulled back and got too philosophical about it and then ended up not writing
much
of it as I wanted. But
bad, wrong,
but
see,
I was,
oh, hold on,
though,
I'm interrupting you. This is an important interruption. You should get more philosophical about it because there's a bunch of people writing about the features, and Timery, the best part about it is it doesn't have a ton of features, and we can talk about what those are, but I want to hear about your philosophy of time tracking and what you think's important and how the app makes your philosophy easier to follow. All right, diversion over.
I mean, a big part of what I've been struggling with lately is just like focusing on the right work at the right time. And so the biggest thing that using a time tracking app has enabled me to do is both recognize what I'm working on in the moment and being like, oh, maybe this isn't what I should be doing. Taking the time to, I mean, basically just like figuring out how much time I spent on stuff and then really recognizing that it takes me an hour and a half to write an article versus like the editing portion takes another hour and a half later. Or like choosing to take breaks in between those things. And then a big part too is just like feeling good about the work that I've done, even if it's not necessarily like the mission critical part. I'm still doing necessary tasks and kind of like giving myself credit for that in a way, because it's really easy to be like, I only spent 2 hours writing this week. But it's like, I did a bunch of stuff around it that, especially for me, it being such a like interconnected workflow business, like that stuff all does matter. And sometimes spending the time to work on the shortcuts enables me to do the next part better or something like that. And so each week that I've been using it, I have been logging more and more time, which is, I'm not going to say like, I don't want to be working all the time, but I need to, I feel like I have a little overdue credit that I need to earn back of like, I wasn't working enough before. And so I want to push that forward. But also just like feeling good about that on a daily basis of like, oh yeah, I did all this stuff. And also using it from Siri is a big thing because Timery has a bunch of Siri shortcuts that you can enable both to like add to Siri, but then also really easily add into shortcuts, which is nice because a lot of times you have to like trigger a timer in order to have it send to Siri or the shortcuts app. But Timery has a way that you can just tap on those shortcuts and it'll donate it into shortcuts immediately.
That was a little confusing. Didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me in the app and I didn't understand until I read what it said because it says it at the top. But if you're like, in the settings, there's options for like the different Siri shortcuts that you can add, and when you go in you have to tap on the microphone to actually like add the phrase, but if you just tap the name of the project it will make a little vibration on your phone, but that's saying that it donated it into the shortcuts app. But like if you just don't read the tiny little text at the top, it's like why isn't this working kind of thing.
This is very good.
But I mean, just real quick, Timery is basically, all it really is adding a timer, and then you can go through time entries from the day or start a saved timer. And for me, the big part was just like choosing what to track, because I'm doing things like Supercomputer and YouTube and my blog and a newsletter and iMore and live streams, but I kind of don't care how much time I'm spending on each of those. Really, at least for right now, what I started tracking for like my main projects was the type of work that I'm doing. And it's kind of like how I'm spending my time, not what I'm spending my time on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still capturing that information by tagging it later. But instead, I have my save timers are planning, research, shortcuts, organization, writing, editing, recording, publishing, and then community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like every step of my workflow that I go through in order to do work. And basically, then once I set those all up into Siri so that I can, because I just realized I'm like, too much of my work works across the channels. Like something that I write can become a video and a blog post mm-hmm. or go on my newsletter. And so for me to like track where it was going to end up wasn't important in the moment. It was mostly like, what am I doing and how am I spending my time? And so now I can basically just in the moment, I'm like, okay, I'm using Mind Node or Things I'm planning right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just track that. And then once I'm done, be like, okay, this was either here. Let me. Yeah. So then I have tags for blog, live streams, newsletter, shortcuts, user group, supercomputer, workflows, YouTube, and iMore. And workflows is kind of like a general, like I need to work on my process in order to get it into that other stuff. And then shortcuts user group is kind of my catch-all term for basically the people that I'm chatting with on the Discord. And I'm trying to do those sessions in person, which I am still working on the second one. it's kind of not the priority in the moment right now. But yeah, basically when I am done with a task, I will go in and add the description and add the tag for it. And oftentimes then what's nice about Timery is that you can click, once you've like logged a thing, you can go in and add a recent time entry from the list that you've done before. And so a lot of times I only have to do something once and then it's kind of in that list already. And I've saved a couple other more specific ones, like just now recording for Supercomputer is like a pretty standard one that I'm going to do. But it was really helpful for me to simplify the saved timers because when I first downloaded this app, I had like 45 different timers, all with different Siri phrases. And it's like, yeah, classic. That was probably that was probably before the last few episodes. And then I was like, okay, chill out. Like, this isn't good. But what also doing this whole process also then translated over to Things. And those, both of those groups became different tag groups in Things too. And then this is also like, I did say in the last episode that I was using OmniFocus as well, and that did not go very well.
I can't imagine that it would have.
and in theory, it could have. But even, like, I was, like, going in and adding, like, 40 different contexts, and so it was getting, like, in this whole last couple of weeks, deciding how to change my time tracking then bled back into my other stuff, which actually ended up working really nicely.
Wait, I'm confused. When you, because the way you tag things and name projects in Timery or Toggle is the exact opposite of the way I do it, which is totally valid. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people do one or the other. And for people who are completely, I don't want to say completely freelance, but people who work for themselves, it does make more sense to have like research, writing, filming, like all of that as a project and the specific thing as a tag. But does that specifically mirror Things? Like do you have a supercomputer tag and like a YouTube tag?
Not exactly. So Things I'm not totally settled on yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh boy.
It's never good when I laugh like that. Because now I'm going to be like, oh God, now I have to explain myself. But I realized that at least that grouping of like planning, research, etc. was good for tagging in Things. And then also just the, it's kind of like areas because they're not really projects. And that was kind of, there's a whole like, what is a project? And I think the language in Toggle and Timery makes you think of the way like you're using it, where a project should be a project that you're working on. But it doesn't, I think time track, like you said, for a creative professional who doesn't necessarily need that like regimented differentiation between the things that you're working on, flipping it on its head then enables you to just like, especially in your time tracker, the same reason it's like tagging versus a project. Sorry, I'm kind of getting away from myself, but it's like a project doesn't always need to, it just needs to be like an actual thing that I'm going to complete. So like I'm working on a video and that is a project, but I don't need supercomputer as a project, and I don't need seven areas in things for supercomputer, YouTube, blogging stuff. It all, it's like that separates it out too much. And so things, I basically just like moved everything into individual projects and then just tags, because a lot of what I was doing also in my task manager was dumping in all of my ideas. And then now that's all living in agenda instead. And so a huge, huge thing just that enables me to like actually separate out half of what I was putting into things on a daily basis and messing up all of my actual tasks that I need to do. But I tried before I stop that one thing that I did try to do with things areas was try to go like, think of how I flipped my time tracking on its head. I tried to flip how I was thinking about things areas, and I did buckets for the physical context of iOS and macOS, because I don't need to be doing things on a certain device and other things on a computer, and instead I can just tap the area and then it's all separated there, and then I can dive into tags to filter the stuff from there. So I have, my areas are macOS and iOS.
You've turned things into OmniFocus. That's what done.
Exactly. But like, it's, so these are like perspectives now.
You're turning into Alex Cox. What is this Freaky Friday situation that's, oh God.
Well, I mean, I just never used things tag. Like things tags, I tried to get into like specific contexts, and then I just would never use them. I just wouldn't click on like the filter, especially on iOS. On the Mac, you can click on the filter in like the upper bar and it'll just filter the list. But on iOS, you have to like choose from the little drop-down menu, filter by tag, and then do it from there. And so I just didn't do that as much. Quick preview, I use shortcuts instead now. But then on the Mac, I can just look at it visually and filter down the list. And so it's actually been working pretty well, because just like adding so many layers of tags sometimes was getting too much. And a lot of times I just wanted to sit down and see what I need to do on this device right now.
Wow. Oh boy.
But it's been working, because I've been doing a lot of work and I've known what I need to do in the moment. And then just by adopting agenda to put in a lot of my ideas that I come up with and capturing information.
I think we need to explain what agenda is for folks. I don't know if we've talked about that in depth before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is the first episode that we told people to listen to, episode 31, I messed up my audio, and so I didn't even listen to it again until recently, which was a shame, because that is where I talked about like the basics of using, I'm using agenda to capture my ideas and Airtable to make like a database of my work. But with Agenda, it's basically a note-taking app that you can divide into categories and like major categories and then subcategories. And then each note can be either on the agenda or off the agenda or completed. And so basically, by default, I will put in notes that are all off the agenda. And then when I want to start focusing on some of those ideas in the future, I put them on the agenda so that I can kind of look in that app and see like what are the things I want to be working on, but then also have like an archive of things that's just like for later. But then once I'm actually done with an idea, I can mark it off and say it's done. And then you can also, it's for me, it's like a content calendar, because I can say, here's this giant bucket of ideas. Okay, this is on the agenda. I need to work on it. I can link it to like a due date of when I want that finished. And then basically it's like this own repository for the content that's separate from the steps I need to do to complete it, which are in things.
I still don't really know who Agenda is for. It sounds like you're making good use of it, but there's like no automation support at all.
They have URL schemes.
Yeah, but have you actually used it?
Yes, I have. I sent you like 7, didn't you? I guess.
Oh,
you...
that's right. No, I.
There's no good way to batch share shortcuts, which would be nice.
Yeah,
I made a shortcut that is kind of like a web clipper, and so it will clip the excerpt of any article that I share in, or if it's a tweet, it will embed that tweet using like proper markdown formatting in the note. And so that's a huge thing that I have, is that I come across a lot of tweets that are like some tip or something like that, and I want to use it in some blog post eventually, and I want to give somebody the credit also. Like, that's a big thing for me, and probably why I like fall down so much is I could totally just steal everyone's ideas and write it off as my own, but like I want to have that like archive of this person did that, not me. And then basically that lets me clip all of that data into there, but kind of keep it separate from what I was saying is like deciding on my holistic workflow for like what I'm doing. I'm keeping in notebooks, which is basically just like the Notes app, but more rich data. So I can have like my own, like once I finish that blog post and it's off the agenda and is completed, then I can put it into notebooks as like, this is how I'm doing this thing, so that I can reference that later without like combing through my notes.
Okay. So we've got notebooks, which is actually a pretty good and robust notebook app, agenda, things, timery. What else am I?
The,
I feel like
the Airtable backend.
Airtable. I mean, to be fair, Airtable and Timery serve two like really completely different purposes. So I won't make fun of you for that. But are you still using Ulysses? Like, do you have a singular notebook now?
No. See, okay. That's what I'm curious is: are you using Ulysses? Because like, I've never thought of Ulysses as a notebook. It's for me. It's a typewriter. Like, it's where I write. I will usually, like, just today, this is another shortcut that I did where I wrote up a like long piece about an app that I'm, oh yeah, this is another thing I wanted to tell you. I wrote up a long piece about this app called Wallflower, and I wrote it all in drafts, and then I sent it into Ulysses to be like, once it's past the first draft stage, then it's like, this is where I write and organize the idea also, because I built this fancy shortcut, and I used a bunch of, so Federico Vitici just wrote this big article about the iPad, which everybody should go read because it's amazing. But he shared some shortcuts that he uses to post to WordPress where he like scrapes the title of his article and also the body out separately. And so I use those to take what was just like a titled article with no sections whatsoever. Take the title, make a group in Ulysses, and then go back through paragraph by paragraph of what I wrote, and then add section headers to it, and then add those as sheets in Ulysses in that group.
Oh, Lord.
So that I basically have, like, I went from what was completely a rough draft to titled sections in Ulysses, and then I reorganized those, combined them into, like, a proper flow for the article, and then now I basically need to go through and add images and edit it and... Oh, yeah, it also adds all of the section titles as an attachment to the very first note, which is just the title, so that I can reference it all later.
I don't understand why you need this. Like,
it's like, I mean, Drafts has an arrange mode that does this very similar thing, so like, but it doesn't work with images. So I think Ulysses, like, Agenda is the unfinished ideas. Drafts is where I, like, start working on it. And then Ulysses is like the environment where I edit and I complete it. And then I publish like things is where I know that I should be doing that now. And then once it's all done, it goes into Airtable as like a log. and then into notebooks as kind of like my wiki of like, this is what I'm choosing to use this stuff as. So I need to actually, I'm going to need to re-listen to this whole thing and write it out.
Because notebook I think seems that redundant help. At this. Oh my God.
But where else would it be afterwards?
Why can't it just live in Ulysses still?
Yeah, I don't. To me, Ulysses is a little bit of like, I don't know. Why would I keep it there once I'm done with it?
Because it's just huge. Because you can. Because it's easier, yeah. And you can search it. And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it also doesn't. The final resting place isn't designed to be like the bloggy version of it, where I'm trying to like document, like make my own documentation.
Hmm.
Well, this totally comes from me having written the workflow documentation.
Oh, interesting.
Because like a blog post is like, I'm going to have to reread that and understand what I said versus like just the plain version of it.
Mm.
And then Airtable is, it's a little mad still, but it's all very interlinked and it's actually working. This is all like, the puzzle pieces did kind of fall into place and it's all actually working really nicely. Because now I like went through and tagged the last three episodes of the show. And I can tell you that like in the notes episode, I mentioned time horizons or like the seasonality of work or HTML and stuff like that. And like very specifically over time, I'll be able to know, like I can write an article and I can say in episode 15, we talked about this. And then by episode 30, it like developed into this. So there's a whole, it's this whole interconnected mess, but it's actually working really well, which is nice.
That's interesting. I want to,
because it's kind of like put the right thing in the right place. And there's a lot of separate places, which can like, it totally goes against the sensibilities of like somebody who uses Evernote and puts it all in one spot. But you're kind of like reforming one tool in maybe ways that it's not like the best design for. And then I'm kind of like settling on in many ways what I think are like some of the best apps, because unfortunately OmniFocus for iPad is not good.
It
is a feature relevant version of the other versions of the app, but for specifically for iPad, not for iPhone. For iPhone it's fine, but for iPad, it's just not acceptable. Like, I'm so mad that I paid $60 for it. Like, I'm an idiot. Like, that's because I got to the coffee shop two Wednesdays ago with 200 tasks in my inbox and then realized I sent them a tweet that I said I would have to reach up from my keyboard 1,400 times to be able to put these into, like, using OmniFocus's features as it was designed. And everybody's like, just use task paper. And I'm like, I'm not going to like use a whole markup language just because this app doesn't have keyboard shortcuts. Like, you can't enter tasks from the keyboard on OmniFocus for iPad. And maybe I'm being very specific about my needs, but I was like shocked when I got the version 3 and it was like not usable. And even I am like railing on this, but like it can't like close up lists, which is if you use all of the features of OmniFocus, it's like punishing to use it on the iPad. And it's
like it's
I was just like, oh yeah, no, this doesn't work. And immediately, even though the shortcuts for like automating it were better, I was like, I just can't do it. And then I just like making that decision worked great, because that I was like, oh, okay, that's done for. So I'm just going to build some shortcuts for things. And like, I mean, the other thing I did was I had all of my beautiful shortcuts organized. And then I organized them further again, because I was like, why am I not using enough of my shortcuts? And it's because they're all blended together. And I like put all of my work categories at the top and all of my other ones further down. And then again, it was like, oh, that worked perfectly. This like settled into place. And then now I can find my shortcuts. I'm logging them all into that Airtable, and it's going to be this, it's like this massive thing that's even teaching me how Airtable APIs work and regular expressions. So it's like, I'm super satisfied because I also started using Slugline to write my scripts. And then that really helped me because I actually transcribed my video, which means that I can do my B-roll. And then I decided how I'm going to do my B-roll with spreadsheets and stuff. So it's, I was like, yeah.
Okay, but there the elephant in the room is where is all this work that you've been doing?
See, I mean, so this is, I can show you where all of the work has gone. It has gone in, because I time tracked it all. it went into organization and planning in many ways, and in some of the research, and then in less of the writing than I wanted to at the time. I also was like, I'm going to watch some goddamn Game of Thrones and stop freaking out about this because I'm making myself feel bad. And there was like, it like OmniFocus screwed me up that day because it didn't work. And I like was not at my house and I couldn't use it. And so like, I am totally lost like that whole morning because what I was planning to do and also sort out my tasks, I could not do. And so I had to like leave and go home. And that totally threw off my like, filming process that day.
Okay, but, I mean, wait, you couldn't do any work because your task manager wasn't functioning?
I went to organize my inbox and to like go like plan how I was going to do that stuff, and I just like couldn't with the app. And so that like set me back because I hadn't done that planning for the B-roll specifically.
All right, I dumped, fair.
That data was in there, and it was like somewhat of an like, I think the hard part that it's like the, some of these setbacks do just like screw with the overall process, because then what I was doing, I mean, even kind of what I was saying of like, because this was all shifting around a lot, some parts were falling through the cracks, or like I didn't like know how I was using some of it in order to be able to make those workflows that actually made it work quicker. Like I got the B-roll stuff into some of those shortcuts. Mm-hmm. And then even just like setting up timery stuff, I was doing that and then would shift back. And so that's something that like, I haven't had it all figured out yet. But it is like, it's moving forward and upwards, which is good. And I just feel better about it. Like in half the way, like that's what's most important to me right now. Like the results are showing for me, maybe not necessarily like in the public version yet, but I've been logging a lot more hours, which is, that's like, it comes down to that at a certain point. Like I have to just be doing it, and choosing what to do and getting like unfocused means that I end up not getting my timery review done on time, but I'm still getting the video moving forward, which is.
Is this the widgets video?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I wish I had chosen... I mean, it. Some of it is too, like, momentum. Like, I have momentum in other areas, but I sort of lost it on that one. But last night, I wrote up the whole script, and then that means that... Because, like, I think I had written down on my notes earlier, the days are long and full of terrors.
Oh, God. The days are long and filled with terrors. That's the thing. When you have nothing to do... I get anxious about what I'm not doing almost like even at my jobby job. At my jobby job, if there's nothing to do, now I have many hobbies and/slash side projects to keep myself occupied. And that kind of fills up my time. If I ever committed time theft, hypothetically. You know, I would be spending that time reading the Teachy's review and reading a Verge piece about how Amazon killed third-party Apple product recyclers and getting angry. But that's kind of how I get through a slow day, because there is a point where you hit a wall, not just in terms of creative projects, but like after you've delegated all the tasks and there's nothing else for you to do, but also you can't get into the mode of deep work. And I'm interested, since you work for yourself, have you ever kind of, again, it's not like a creative block, but it's almost like you're like, well, I have nothing to do right now, I don't know. I really don't know if I would have these moments if I worked for myself or not.
I do that every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Like, I'm like, I don't... Something about, like, I mean, I definitely just, like, don't eat enough breakfast or something, but it's like... That's almost what, like, time tracking me helped me recognize, was like when to do what also, because some of it just like wasn't happening earlier and I have other things. But I have like a lot of like expectational debt for myself where I thought that I should have been doing more, and so like I feel bad about it now that I didn't do that, or like I grew a huge audience on YouTube and then have made like 4 videos since then. And like, that does just weigh on you even when it shouldn't, but the like psychology of it, I don't know. I mean, I think even though like it's because of the way I have not tracked my stuff or like given myself credit for the things I have done. Like I'm even putting up, I saw this, the Hurry Slowly podcast with Jocelyn K. Gly, I think is her name. She talked about like putting up physical representations of the things that you've completed, where like when you work on a huge like pitch or something like that, you have all these papers all around and you can see how far you've gone. But when I've done all of this and I have nothing to show for it, like around me, and I'm just like putting up sticky notes behind my office door of like things that I've completed, so that in 2 months it'll be like 65 things up there and I can just look at it and be like, I'm awesome, instead of being like, oh my god, why haven't I done enough yet or something like that. I mean, even time tracking is like, I was saying, like giving myself credit for what I've been doing, even if it's too much planning and organizing right now, like that does lead to more work after I've gotten that stuff out of my brain and like find the right and choose those workflows and finalize them. So I think I'm gonna like, I mean we were saying like call a moratorium on downloading new apps, which is not something that I can totally do, but like I have the right apps in the right places right now, which is good, and it's been working for me, which is, I'm gonna like not discount that.
I mean, that is indeed good. And I am, since next week, we're probably going to have a way different topic. I do want to still check in and be like, so how's the...
have a little faith.
how's it going?
I will send you the links to everything that I've published. Or all the... also like shortcuts that I built. Like I've built like 30 important shortcuts that I need that... And even though that sounds like a lot, it is like, that's what I'm doing at a certain point, is working on that stuff. And it, even like today, I took what was a long article and then took the editing process that usually drags me down a ton and got through it almost immediately because of that shortcut. So I need to just share those more too. Like,
we should have some sort of punishment when, and not just for you, there's the show I'm doing with my wife, Two-Headed Girl, keeps getting pushed back, or it kept getting pushed back for like actual logistical reasons, but now it's purely because I'm terrified of putting the last touches on it and putting it out. Like, there are no excuses anymore other than I'm terrified. And same with Maddie, like they're also terrified. And Tuesday,
you should send
it to me. And I'm trying to think of, we should ask the Twitter what would be a good punishment for not finishing creative work. And but I want to put some...
Ooh, I should have to share my shortcuts that I don't want to share.
Yes. Or the... wait, no. Share
like
the...
a whole section of shortcuts that I'm not willing to give up yet. It'd be like, all right, well, here's all of my Twitter ones,
oh,
even though I'm not done. Yeah, because then everybody wins. Because either way, I'm sharing them. But like, okay. I'm totally down.
I look forward to seeing what the public wants us to fail at.
Okay, so before we go, I want to do a new little experiment, a shortcut of the week. And this episode is brought to you by my shortcut, Open Agenda, which I have set up using a choose from menu action, which asks, what do you want to open? And then it will either open the today section, the on the agenda section, or a project that I've set up. And it uses the URL scheme for agenda to open into today or on the agenda. And then I have a dictionary of my agenda projects set up so that I can pick from the major categories and then the individual projects. And then that fills into the agenda URL scheme. And those all open and deep link into agenda. So basically, I can really quickly from the menu, or so basically really quickly from the shortcuts widget, I can open into my current notes that I want to be working on or an individual project.
That actually makes agenda sound useful. Thank you, open in agenda shortcut. All right, this has been another episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds.